And I'll just jump in here again because we've been involved to different extents with the Maine Climate Council, and one of the key recommendations of the council is not only to invest in these monitoring programs, both the environment and key species and habitats, but also to put together this some of this infrastructure that Bill's talking about, and that's in the form of what might be called a marine business council, where all the stakeholders get together and put their heads together to solve the problem. Not just the government, not just the agencies, but the key businesses and industries that have a stake in these fisheries.
Kathy, I want to go back to something you said. You said that you've gone around and visited a lot of communities in Maine. I just want to know if there's any, have you seen any that are approaching the sort of climate problems in an interesting way, or they're tackling it in a way that's been especially productive?
I should say I have although I have loosely visited a number of communities on the coast of Maine, the work that I was speaking to has been focused in Stonington and Portland in Maine, and then also in New Bedford and Point Judith further south. And I think that, across those four communities, we see sort of different approaches being taken. So Stonington is very small. There's a town manager, but really she kind of oversees so many different aspects of how that town operates. But they have been very proactive in terms of thinking about sea level rise and also thinking about, it is the biggest port in Maine in terms of lobster landings that are coming in there. And so thinking about the importance of that fishery and how those two will intersect moving forward. So particularly from the perspective of shoreside infrastructure needs as sea level rises. But one of the really interesting things I think about Stonington is that you have all of this lobster being landed at the docks in Stonington, and then a really low-lying causeway that is the road out of off of the island. And so that really is a critical juncture, because if that road were to become, flooded in the future, then it would completely shift the dynamics of where lobster is landed in the state of Maine. The ability to truck lobsters out of there is so important. And so I think that the fact that they are focusing on sea level rise and really trying to think about the importance of sea level and the fisheries. They're not necessarily focused on the mix of species, which is what our research has been focused on, but certainly identifying a critical need in terms of planning for climate change and thinking about how to address that. And in Portland and South Portland, those communities have been working together to undertake a more comprehensive vulnerability assessment, looking across multiple issues, multiple forms of potential impacts, and thinking about how they can plan for and buffer some of those impacts. And so it has been much broader in scope, but certainly a lot of thinking. I'm sitting in my office looking right out on the waterfront here, and a lot of thinking about how the need for what types of shoreside infrastructure may be needed in the future, and even, potential storage areas. So, will we need to have spaces to store lobster traps, or will we need space for other types of gear that might be more conducive to harvesting other species? What would those space needs look like? So, certainly in Portland and South Portland, thinking about fishery changes, as well as sea level rise and a suite of other issues, has been the approach. And I think, we've seen that in New Bedford as well. So I think that sort of comprehensive planning gives you a starting point to identify some of the most critical issues and most critical needs. But certainly not every community, particularly in Maine, where you have so many small communities, can necessarily approach things in that comprehensive manner. So hopefully, I think that this is where some of the recommendations from the Climate Council will enhance that capacity, and certainly The strategy that Rick mentioned about the Marine Business Council is one that Bill was really fundamental in helping develop, and also several strategies around working waterfronts. And hopefully as those resources, those types of resources that be brought to bear, that where we build much stronger collaborative approaches to figuring out information that is needed and to use that information to provide a format for this type of larger or broader scale assessment. I think that the ability to put those resources on the table and to put some frameworks out will enable capacity to grow around the state as we move forward.